Благодаря тому, что каждый поручился за товарища, что является единением,
keeping the Torah is the discernment of the desired, comes by unity. That's why each one has to be included in Israel with great unity. Therefore, when receiving the Torah, they immediately became responsible for each other. Because immediately when you want to receive the Torah, you have to be included in one another, to be included in the desire. And then certainly each is a guarantor for his friend, since all are important as one. And specific by everyone being a guarantor for his friend, by that you can keep the Torah. Our question is, what does it mean to fulfill the desire of the friend? What does it mean to keep or to fulfill the desire of the friend? Workshop. It means to do what the friend wants. Fulfilling is the final state already. First, you have to be incorporated in this desire, to see it, to do many efforts so that this thing will be very important for me, so that I'll see it as important. I can't imagine fulfilling someone else's desire if you're in your own desire. First, you have to rise above the ego, then we'll see. A friend wants to bestow, we have to help him do it.
It
means that you've reached a state that you can value the friend's desire more than yours. Doesn't sound so exciting what you're describing here. Your friend's desire is your opportunity to come out of yourself, come out of jail, and to
It
means to restrict himself and to rise with a prayer, to be a conduit that illuminates the desire of the friend. This is for your life. This is very, very exalted. Makes me very, very happy. We should all wake up and rejoice. Yes, from the love to the friend, I feel his desire for the Creator, where he feels life wants to fulfill it, and I see it as my opportunity to fill him instead. Yeah, the friend's desire is to reach adhesion with the Creator. And we have to do whatever we can to help him reach that adhesion with the Creator. Yesterday in the Zohar lesson, Rav said, ask to give arvut to all the friends. That's to keep their desire.
I think the most important part is to be the one who asks of the Creator for the friend. The friend cannot address the Creator, rather it's my friend, my role, or the Ten's role, to turn to the Creator for the friend, or for the friends in general, so that he fulfills their desire.
Keeping the desire of the friend, fulfilling his desire, is... It's really our greatest opportunity. The greatest opportunity each of us can receive. Most rejoicing, most challenging, most irritating thing you can have. Yeah, that's life.
כי הרצון של החבר זה המקום היחיד שבו אפשר להביא לידי ביטוי את הבורא בפועל.
והמקום היחיד... The only place where we can bring the Creator into practice. And it's the only place where we can express the quality of bestowal, because the friend's desire towards me is like the quality of bestowal. And the connection with that, the attempt and the consolidation of collection of all the desires, all the forces for that, brings prayer to the Creator. It's basically the only thing that connects us and turns us to one. If we essentially discover that we're one.
Yeah, and all the exercises we can do in order to fulfill the desires of each and every one of us shows us how much we're in the will to receive, how much help we need from above. That's a light, basically. That fulfills all our desires, a light.
What does it mean to perform or fulfill the friend's will? It's the optimal state that we should live in, where everyone asks and prays and demands for his friend, so that his friend will receive what he wishes to receive.
And it has one test. Are you praying for the friend? If you find yourself crying over his deficiency, that means you're in a prayer. If you're not yet there, you're still warming up. So let's warm up and come to be in tears.
To give the friend everything he needs in terms of the spiritual environment, so he has an opportunity and he doesn't lack anything, whether it's in terms of the arvut he feels from the Ten or any external means, he has whatever he needs to reach the Creator.
It's to keep the desire of the Creator, because the Creator wants us to connect and to be in arvut. Keeping the desires of the friends means all you said. Do whatever you can so that the friend will reach spirituality. Whatever I can in order for the friend to reach spirituality.
The only test with which we can check if we fulfill the friend's will is if one is free to engage only in the purpose of life only. So we care for all the rest, and all that he has left is to be in thought, to fulfill that part, and to engage in connection.
I had a different thought about this thing, that basically the friend's desire is the friend's desire to reach spirituality. Fulfilling his desire to reach spirituality is only by us, by me, doing whatever I can in order to enable him the best possible conditions to be an example for him, to awaken him, to be an environment for him, so that he can reach that place. How much each of us is really responsible for each and everyone by his example, by his the environment he's creating.
Well, just to pray for the friends and everything will be okay.
Yeah, exactly, because we're really falling down to a, in a steep slope. Because if you don't see it as the most important thing we can do and the only place we can save humanity,
Chazak v'yamez libecha, libecha.